Podcast. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, we begin in Iowa, where the caucuses are set to start out in sub-zero temperatures, records expected to be broken, and despite the weather, Republican presidential candidates busy campaigning in Iowa, meeting with voters. Vivek Ramaswamy and his team having to park the campaign bus because of all the snow and ice. Former President Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis talking about the weather situation.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
To the Middle East now, where it's the 100-day mark of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Families demanding the return of the more than 100 Israeli hostages kidnapped back on October 7th. The American media virtually silent on reporting on them. There appears to be no end in sight to the fighting anti-Israel protests now in Washington, D.C., the demonstrators calling for a permanent ceasefire to end the war in Gaza. In other news, President Biden calling the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, which is backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months now. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we gear up for the Iowa caucuses on Monday, former President Trump participating in a Fox News town hall during the week, and the ratings were off the chain, far surpassing a CNN debate between Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's USA's Tim Berg on the story.
Former president and 2024 Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took part in a town hall with Fox News in Des Moines Wednesday night. The former president dismissing a recent report by Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee that alleges he exploited his presidency to earn millions of dollars from foreign governments for him and his family. He claims the money is from hotels he owns.
I didn't do it. I put everything in trust, and if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. You know, it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels, because I have the best hotels. I have the best clubs.
I'm Tim Berg.
Monday is January 15th, Martin Luther King Day. This is a federal holiday, so there is no mail delivery. FedEx will be operating. The majority of retail stores will be open. Banks will be closed. The New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ both will be closed for MLK Day. And a note about national parks. It's the first day of the year for free admission to U.S. parks in our country in honor of Dr. King's birthday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.